Blog Talk Radio.
Digital Mister! Hear what I say, sir, yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir! Woo! Yeah! Then you will get no hurt, mister, no, no, no.
This is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming to you live from Pengate, Road and All. And I am still at the foot of the Bullet Mountain. And we say, Eternal Father, bless our land, guard us with thy mighty hand, keep us free from evil powers. Bear light you countless hours. To our leaders, great defender, grant you wisdom from above. Justice should be ours forever. Jamaica, land we love. Wherever you are, we continue to trust in the true and living God. In him we live and move and have our being. There is none like him. One writer says, he is the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's brighter than morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. None like our master today. And we give him praise. His name is Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. In this evening show, we're going to be dedicating the full hour to a legend. He died last week, Friday. His name is Frederick Nathaniel Toots Ebert. He was born the 8th of December, 1942. And as I said before, he died last Friday. He was 77 years old. But this man has left a legacy. He has created an impact through his music, through his lifestyle, his humility, his achievement, affectionately known as Toots. And they would say of Toots and the Maytals. But he has really accomplished a lot. For the reggae fraternity, the music industry in Jamaica, and by extension, the rest of the world. Man who's in a class all by himself. Same one who gave you the song 5446. Toots, who started his recording in the early 60s, a man who was born in Maypen, Clarendon. He is the youngest of seven children. He grew up singing gospel music in a church choir. Then he moved to Kingston in the late 1950s. There he met Henry Raleigh Garden, Jerry Mathias, and they formed the Maytals. They became the vocal trio. And in 1972, they changed from the Maytals to Toots and the Maytals. In November 2016, Jackie Johnson described the formation of the group in a radio interview for Cool FM. And he said, we are the original members of Toots and the Maytals band. First, it was Toots and the Maytals. Three guys, Toots, Raleigh, and Jerry. And then they were signed to Island Record, Chris Blackwell. And we were their recording band. Blackwell decided that the backing band that backed all of the songs, the recording band, should be the Maytals band. So everything came under Toots and the Maytals. And then we hit the road in 1975. The Maytals first had chart success when recording for Clement Cox and Dodd at Studio One, with musical backing from Dodd's house band, the Skatalites. The Maytals' close harmony gospel singing ensured success, overshadowing Dodd's other up-and-coming vocal group, the Wailers. So Toots was way ahead of the Wailers. After staying at Studio One for about 2 years, the group moved on to do a session for Prince Buster before recording with Byron Lee in 1966. With Lee, the Maytals won the first ever Jamaican Independence Festival popular song competition. In 1966, with their original song, Bam Bam. It sounds as if you trouble this man. I hope my producer have that one on hand to play. So that was the first festival song winner for Jamaica in 1966. And the same song, Bam Bam, was covered by Yellow Man, Sister Nancy, in the dancehall fashion. I think Sister Nancy they did it on a shank and shake rhythm. The group musical career was interrupted in the late 66, 1966, when Ebert was jailed for 18 months for the possession of marijuana. Stated that he was not arrested for marijuana, but while bailing out a friend, Toots reportedly wrote 5446, that's my number, about his time in jail. So the song 5446 is about what happened in jail, the number that he received in jail. So that's why I said 5446, that's my number. We're going to be taking a break at this time, studio. So I want you to take it away, and then when we come back, we're going to be covering the entire hour on this great man, a legend, Toots Ebert. He passed away last Friday, and we are dedicating this hour to him. Because as the man says, if you trouble this man, you bring a bam bam. The Clarendon Connection is so proud of this man. When we started off the Clarendon Connection many years ago, it was this man's music that we play as our intro. And today, he has passed away, and we are happy, so proud to be dedicating this full hour to this legend. Take it away, studio. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you live from Pengate at the foot of the Bullet Mountain in the part of Clarendon. That's the man Toots with the first Independence Popular Song Competition winner. It is called Bam Bam. He did it in 1966. Ready record with Byron Lee. Bam, bam. He's saying, if you ever trouble this man, they'll bring a bam, bam. Then that means you're going to start a commotion. Tell him. The man Toots. It says, following Ebert's release in 1967, the Maytals began working with the Chinese-Jamaican producer, Leslie Kong. Collaboration with E. led strings of it throughout the late 1960s and early 70s. These include Do the Reggae, released in 1968, which was the first song to use the word reggae and gave the developing genre its name. So a lot of people now are talking about reggae. Toots was the first man that sung about it. And the song is entitled Do the Reggae. That was released way in 1968. Because the music has evolved through different genres. You have mento, ska, rock steady, and all those things going up. But Toots, they say, is the first one that released a song that says Do the Reggae. And that was released in 1968. We're talking about the legend. The man called Toots who passed away last Friday. That's September 11th. He died in the University of the West Indies. And the entire Jamaica is mourning for Toots because he was a man well loved. A man that was clothed with humility. A man that received one of Jamaica's highest order. He received the Order of Distinction from the Governor General of Jamaica. So we are proud of him. Clarendon is proud of him, and we are celebrating him tonight on the Clarendon Connection. In 1970, Monkey Man became the group's first international hit. By 1971, they signed a recording contract with Chris Blackwell Island Records, become the biggest act in Jamaica, and has become international stars. Blackwell initially concentrated on the UK market, which previous Jamaican acts success. The band albums with Island Record was released through its Dragon Record imprint. In 1972, the group won the Jamaica Independence Festival popular song competition for a third time with Pomp and Pride. That year, the group contributed two songs to the soundtrack, The Order They Come. The 1972 film starring Jimmy Cliff, named as one of the Vanity Fair top 10 soundtrack of all time. The film introduced Jamaican music to American audience, and the band appeared in one of the scenes. So we see here where Toots was signed to Chris Blackwell. You know, Chris Blackwell has done, I have heard artists upon artists talk about the injustice of Chris Blackwell, and even Bob Marley. When he was signed to them, they have to leave him. They left Island Record, they left Chris Blackwell. And Chris Blackwell is one of those who I believe have done great injustice to some of these performers. And probably, you know, this man, Chris Blackwell, because he had Jimmy Cliff, he had Bob Marley, he signed Third World. So many Jamaican artists, Chris Blackwell has had on his Island label. It says, after Kong's death in 1971, the group continued to record with Kong, former sound engineer Warwick Lynn, their reinstated producer Byron Lee renamed them Toots and the Maytals. The group released three best-selling albums produced by Lynn and Blackwell of Island Record, and enjoy international hits with Funky Kingston in 1973, and reggae got soul in 1975. Music critic Lester Bangs described the album Funky Kingston in Stereo Review as perfection, the most exciting, diversified set of reggae tunes by a single artist yet released. Chris Blackwell had a strong commitment to Toots and the Maytals, saying, "I have known Toots longer than anybody, much longer than Bob Marley. Toots is one of the purest human beings I have ever met in my life. Pure almost to a fault." To promote these albums, the band tour with the Who's, Jackson Browne, the Eagles, and Linda Ronstadt. So we see here Chris Blackwell giving Toots high accolades, saying that Toots is one of the purest human beings I have met in my life. Pure almost to a fault. And it is so ironic that Toots' middle name is Nathaniel. His name is Frederick Nathaniel Toots Ebert. And in the Bible, Nathaniel was the man that Jesus saw. And when he looked at Nathaniel, he said, "Behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile." That's Nathaniel in the Bible. Now, his name is Frederick Nathaniel. And hear what Chris Blackwell, who have seen them all, and here what we describe Toots. Toots is one of the purest human beings I have met in my life. Pure almost to a fault. And we can see that in Toots. Man, I have seen him on interviews. I have seen him in performance. And I tell you, he's such an act. He's a class act. And we really, the Rise and Shine, the Clarendon Connection, really salute this man, Ebert, the Clarendonian. This is the Clarendon Connection. Tootsie was born in Maypen, sang on the choir. And like so many other international acts, they usually start out in the church and then always end up on the secular stage, where they're drawn away from their true purpose, from their true calling. And they are enticed by the pleasures of this world. It says, on October 1st, 1975, Toots and the Maytals were broadcast live on KMET FM as they perform at the Roxy Theater in Los Angeles. This broadcast was remastered and released as an album entitled Sailing On Via Klondike Records. Following the release of Reggae Got Soul, Toots and the Maytals were invited to tour as the opening act for the Who during the 1975-76 North American tour. Toots and the Maytals' composition experienced a resurgence of popularity in 1978-80 during the reggae punk and ska revival period in the UK, when the Specials covered Monkey Man was on their 1979 debut album, and the Clash covered the group It's Pressure Drop. During this period, Toots and the Maytals were included in lyrics of Bob Marley and the Wailers song, Punky Reggae Party. The Wailers will be there. The Dam, the Jam, the Clash, the Maytals will be there. Dr. Feelgood too. So in Bob Marley song, Punky Reggae Party, Bob Marley is telling you who and who will be there. The Wailers will be there. The Down, the Jam, the Clash. The Maters will be there. And Dr. Feelgood too, I tell you. The best way to explain the Maters is to say that in reggae, they are the Beatles to the Wailers, Rolling Stone. How do I explain Toots himself? Well, he's the nearest thing to Otis Redding, left on the planet. He transformed Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do into joyful noise. So Toots was, they said Toots was like a Otis Redding, a man who put everything into their music. If you see an Otis Redding performance, you know, he's just awesome. One of those awesome black singers who left early. Otis Redding singing on the dark of the day. I've got dreams to remember. So many hits by Otis Redding, and we see where Toots is compared to him. On September 29, 1980, the band recorded, pressed, and distributed a new album, Toots Live, to the record shop, all in a space of 24 hours in an attempt to make the Guinness Book of World Record. A live concert was recorded on a reel of 2-inch 24-track analog tape, then rushed by van to sound engineers. After a running order was determined, the record label was quickly designed and sent to the printers. The album masters, labels, and the outer covers were then separately sped to the Godmail factory near Leicester. And finished product was assembled and delivered to Coventry, where the band was playing the next day, successfully meeting the 24-hour deadline. Due to record label oversight, the achievement was not successfully registered with the Guinness Book of World Records. Island record Rob Bell was quoted as saying, "Unfortunately, the record was not included in the Guinness Book because they required prior notification that the event was going to take place. And no book, because they required prior notification, even was good. And no one at Island Record had informed them of the project. The record for the fastest album release was not officially held in the Guinness Book of World Records until 28 years later, when Volgas Campani claimed the honor in 2008. For recording and releasing the album live in 24 hours, matching the time interval which Toots and the Maters record, press, and distributed Toots Live in 1980. Ah, boy, I tell you. When man here to then give a basket for carry water. Toots did this album from 1980. And Island Record caused Guinness Book of Record to skip the project with Toots because they say they were not informed, which Island Records should have must known that. And Toots did it in 24 hours. But I guess because he's a black man, they never want to include him in the Guinness Book of Records. But here, 28 years later, Volas Company claimed the honors. Which Toots should have gotten, because he did it. Jackass didn't say the world no level. That's why in Batam Square and in Dude Round, the group split up after releasing the 1981 album Knockout. In 1982, Toots and the Maters' Beautiful Woman reached number one in New Zealand. Ebert continued to record as a solo artist throughout the 1980s. in the early 1990, a new lineup of the Meters was formed. In February 1990, Toots and the Meters performed on VH1 New Visions World Beat, guest hosted by Nile Rodgers. The group continued touring and recording successfully with two appearances at Reggae Sunsplash in the mid-1990s. This is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. And we are dedicating this hour to the living, to the legend. I used to call him a living legend, but he died the 11th of September. That's last Friday. He died in the University Hospital. They say from respiratory issues. But we are celebrating the works, his legacy that he has left behind. This man Toots, who gave you such hits as 5446, Pressure Drop, Sweet and Dandy, Do the Reggae, Bam Bam, Monkey Man, Reggae Got Soul, Pump and Pride, Daddy, so many songs. That's this man has done, and we continue to highlight some of it. There's a man who has over 60 years in the music business, can't be covered in 1 hour. So take it away, studio. We're gonna be taking another break as we continue. We have more on this legend, the man who hails from Clarendon, the man known as Toots. Was born Frederick Nathaniel Toots Ebert. He was born the 8th of December 1942 and he died September the 11th, 2020. 77 years old, over 60 years in the music business. He's in a class all by himself. And we continue to celebrate him. Take it away, studio. And we're going to be right back with this. This is the Clarendon Connection.
While they were dancing in that ballroom last night.
Yes, this is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron, and we are dedicating this hour to the legend, reggae legend, Frederick Nathaniel Toots Ebert. He passed away last Friday, the 8th of December, the 8th of the 11th of September. He was born the 8th of December, 1942. So he's 77. Other newspaper are saying he's 78. He's not yet 78. He will be 78 on the 8th of December, because he was born the 8th of December, 1942. And he started his music from the early 50s. And right up until 2020, he was still singing. It says in 2003, reviewing NPR's Fresh Air broadcast critic, Milo Miles described the song Pressure Drop as utterly irresistible, but utterly mysterious, like Louie Louie or Tutti Frutti. It gets over on pure passion, and it seems you need to know it when it drops, you're gonna feel it. In 2004, the group released True Love, an album of re-recorded version of their earlier hits in collaboration with fellow musicians, including Bonnie Raitt, Willie Nelson, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, Trey Anastasio, No Doubt, Ben Harper, The Roots, and Shaggy. The album received critical acclaim from outlets including NPR and Rolling Stone. The True Love album won the Grammy Award for that year for Best Reggae Album. So this is talking about the man Toots, the album that he won the Grammy Award. The album is entitled True Love. And he has worked with a lot of artists, like international artists, Willie Nelson, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards. Ben Harper and Shaggy. And this is the same album that was released in 2004. It won Toots the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album. Well, this one is a shocker. It says Donald Trump was quoted as appreciating the reggae music of Toots and the Maytals in 2004 when he said, "I heard the guest band Toots and the Maytals practicing out on the set of Saturday Night Live." Trump co-hosted an episode in April 2004. Then he went on to say, "They sound terrific. And I went out to listen to them for a while. My daughter Ivanka had told me how great they were. And she was right. The music relaxed me. And surprisingly, I was not nervous." I tell you, this was what and that's what Donald Trump said in 2004. And now, at 2020, he is now President Trump, one of the most powerful men in the world, because he is the President of the United States of America. And he listened to the legend, Toots and the Maytals, in 2004. And what an impact they had on him. He said, my daughter Ivanka had told me how great they were. And she was right. Well, I guess Ivanka said something right for the first time in her life. And then Mr. Trump went on to say, the music relaxed me. And surprisingly, I was not nervous. What is wrong with this man? Don't you know reggae got soul, man? It relaxes you. No wonder Bob Marley said, one good thing about music, when it hit you, you feel no pain. So hit me with music. In 2006, they recorded a reggae ska version of Radiohead, Let Down, for the tribute album Radio Dread. The album was a song for a song makeover of the British rock album OK Computer into reggae, dub and ska. In August 2007, Toots and the Maytals released Light to Your Light, which featured reworkings of older songs such as Johnny Coolman, as well as new material. Album was nominated in 2008 for a Grammy in the Best Reggae Album category. Toots and the Maytals hold the current record of number one hits in Jamaica, with a total of 31. No other group has this record. 31 number one in Jamaica. In commemoration of their 50th anniversary on the record label Island Record, Toots and the Maytals and Amy Winehouse, both signed up to the label, were built to perform together at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London on May 31, 2009. Winehouse had covered the band Monkey Man. However, Winehouse's performance was cancelled and Toots and the Maytals instead played at the more intimate Bush Hall to a sellout crowd. In 2011, director George Scott produced Nick de Grunwald released the documentary Reggae Got Soul, the story of Toots and the Maytals, which was featured on BBC. Described as one of the untold story of one of the most influential artists ever to come out of Jamaica. It features appearance by Marcia Griffiths, Jimmy Cliff, Bonnie Raitt, Eric Clapton, Keith Richard, Willie Nelson, Antonio De Curtis, Ziggy Marley, Chris Blackwell, Paul Onodutini, Sly Dunbar, and Robbie Shakespeare. The album in 2012, the live album Unplugged on Strawberry Hill, gained Ebert's 5th Grammy nomination. So this documentary, Reggae Got Soul, untold story of the most influential artist ever to come out of Jamaica. And I know that Jamaica loved this man Toots. They say he won so many festival songs that they have to stop him from appearing in the Jamaica Festival Song Competition. This is the Clarendon Connection. We're going to be taking another break as we talk some of the stories of this great man. Man who was born in Maypen, Clarendon. a man who dedicated his life to music, man who loved people, a man who was clothed with humility, one of the men who has stayed the longest in the music business. And we hail this great man called Toots. Toots and the Maytals. Take it away, studio, and we'll come up with our final section as we continue to talk about this man, Toots.
Listen, North Heaven, West Jamaica, through the mountains, shining down the river. All my friends there, pulling on those reeds, young and then the mountains, going like a bee.
That's the sound of the legend, Toots, as he sing Country Road, Take Me Home. He must be coming from probably one of those tours overseas, and as he probably journeyed from the Norman Manley International Airport, probably on his way to Clarendon, probably just when this song comes to mind. Country Road, Take Me Home. To the place where I belong. Toots also had a bad patch, a rough spot in 2013. It says, in May 2013, Ebert was struck in the head with a 1.75 liter vodka bottle while performing on stage at a Richmond, Virginia festival. His injuries resulted in a concussion, and treatment required 6 staples in his head. So Toots was on stage performing in Richmond, Virginia. And a white dude fling a vodka bottle, struck him in his head. My God almighty, man. And resulted in a concussion. And they have to put 6 staples in his head. The man who threw the battle was arrested, and despite Ebert's plea for clemency to the judge, was given a 6-month sentence. Ebert's letter to the judge also detailed the extent of his injury. And he says, I continue to suffer from extreme anxiety, memory loss, headache, dizziness, and most sadly of all, a fear of crowd and performing. I am not able to write songs as I did before, or remember the lyrics of songs that I wrote and have performed for decades. After his injury, Ebert canceled all subsequent performance, and the group did not perform live again until 2016. So he went through a bad time from this incident in May 2013. Toots did not perform again live until 2016. So this injury had taken away 3 years. And anybody who see Toots perform, you know that he's an entertainer extraordinaire. Just give him a stage, give him a mic, give him an audience, and Toots will do the rest. In 2015, Vogue listed the song 5446 Was My Number by Toots and the Metal as one of their 15 roots reggae song. You should know, in an interview with Patricia Chin of VP Records, Vogue listed the group as a part of an abbreviated list of early reggae royalty that recorded at Studio 17 in Kingston, Jamaica, which include Bob Marley, Peter Touch, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown, Burning Spear, Toots and the Maytals, the Eptones, and Bonnie Wheeler. In 2016, Toots and the Maytals announced a return to the stage with their first tour in 3 years. And on June 15 at the Observatory Park in San Diego, the group returned to stage for the first time since 2013. In 2017, Toots and the Maytals played Coachella Fest, April 16 and 23 at 4:20 p.m. They became the second reggae-based group to perform at the Coachella Festival after Chronics in 2016. Toots and the Maytals have been cited as an inspiration for other music artists when it comes to career longevity. Jamaican artist Sean Paul explained this by saying, I have seen some great people in my industry. You know, people like Toots and the Maytals. Toots, he is a great reggae artist and he's still doing it. He's up there in years and he's doing it. Those kind of artists inspire me. I know I am just going to keep on doing music as long as I can. So this is what Sean Paul says about this man, Toots. On June 24, 2017, at the Glastonbury Festival, Toots and the Maytals were slotted for 17:30. That's 5:30 in the evening. With BBC 4 scheduled to show highlights from their set. When they did not appear, it was suspected that they missed their time slot. And BBC broadcaster Mark Radcliffe apologized on their behalf, stating, "If you were expecting Toots Animators, and frankly, we all were, it seems like they were on Jamaican time or something because they didn't make it to the site on time. The group was subsequently rescheduled by the Glastonbury Festival organizers, giving them the midnight slot, with all other acts being shifted by 1 hour. On July 29, 2017, Toots and the Maytals headlined the 35th anniversary of the WOMAD UK Festival with a performance that was reported as easily one of the true highlights of WOMAD 2017. Toots and the Maytals launched a 50th anniversary tour with a concert appearance in North America from April to August, moving to dates in the UK starting October. And July 25, 2018, Toots and the Maytals debut an original song entitled Marley Live in the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and also played the classic Funky Kingston. On August 24, 2018, Toots and the Maytals perform at Locking Festival in Arrington, Virginia, where guest Taj Mahal accompanied them on the song Monkey Man. In July 2019, Coors Brewing Company used Toots and the Maytals song Pressure Drop in a television advertisement for Coors Light. What a man, what a legend, Toots. He holds so many accolades. 1981, Toots Live nominated for a Grammy Award. 1989, Toots in Memphis nominated for a Grammy Award. 1998, Scafaza nominated for a Grammy Award.